I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Pakistan sets up internment centers for terror suspects in Balochistan, a turbulent province bordering Afghanistan and Iran. The decision follows a series of attacks that killed 74 people in Balochistan in late August. At least 23 people were pulled from their vehicles and shot dead by armed gunmen. FMI's Nehemiah says,
"The group's ability to orchestrate such a complex attack raises significant concerns about the effectiveness of Pakistani intelligence. These attacks across multiple locations point to meticulous planning and substantial resources."
Gospel work continues despite the latest uptick in risk. Now that you know, how will you respond? Connect with FMI on our website for tangible ways to help. Then, the animated show Superbook is reaching kids in Iran with the gospel, and they're receiving it with joy. For over 40 years, Superbook has brought Bible stories to life for kids across the world. Now it's becoming available in Farsi through the work of Heart for Iran's Jennifer Rost and her team. Rost says parents call in saying the show is inspiring their kids to be better people and recognize true good and evil.
"We also get a lot of messages, parents asking for Bible for their kids because their kids, after watching a few episodes, they get excited and captivated by the show and wanting to have their own Bible and wanting to read it."
When a child grasps who Jesus is, they begin to pray for their families. Would you join in praying for kids in Iran? Consider partnering with Heart for Iran as they translate more Superbook episodes into Farsi. Details on how at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.